This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We are so close to the end of the week. That's how excited I am. Now, I just want to address something quickly before we get back to the email roundup and the Disney culture war stuff. Montana doing something awesome. Before we continue that, I saw somebody today lamenting Sonia Sotomayor being on the Supreme Court. We've been talking recently about how she just uses her position to loot the Treasury, right? She's filling up her own pockets with speaking fees and books and everything else. And we've been lamenting the Ketanji Brown Jackson, a complete moron, diversity hire who has no place being there whatsoever, already doing crazy radical things on the Supreme Court. And this person was talking about it and they said, this is a new low for the Supreme Court. Well, I have bad news when it comes to that front. It only gets worse from here. And I'm not saying that to bring you down. I just want everyone to understand. Anything from now on that is Democrat controlled or has any Democrat involvement, which is a lot of things, right? In some cases it's everything, but anything with Democrats involved will rot now. Now that everything is about diversity and equity, it's about cultural Marxism. Now that everything is about cultural Marxism, everything will rot. That's why I've called it the death of everything. We look at the Supreme Court now, and there's a couple real nutballs on there, Sotomayor and this Ketanji Brown Jackson, and we think, oh my gosh, this is crazy, but you don't understand. That's now the Democrats. That's who they are. The next one will be worse. And the one after that will be worse. They don't even really hide it.
Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first Black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
You think you're mad about the Supreme Court now? Are you ready for the first tranny? Don't shake your head, Michael. You know I'm right. It only goes down. Evil doesn't stop going down. That's why we have to be much more aggressive with these communists than we ever have been before. We must be anti-communists. We have to set aside these conservative, libertarian, nationalist. We have to set these things aside, not because they're not important. I'm not asking you to set your beliefs aside, but because they don't matter at all unless these people are stopped. Anti-communism is the umbrella. Everything we believe must fall under when it comes to politics. We must be aggressive anti-communists. That's going to involve doing things that make you uncomfortable. Things that we've talked about before, that it's going to involve firing the communists who work for you. You should fire that person with the Joe Biden bumper sticker in your parking lot. You know that, right? That make you uncomfortable? Well, it should be a mark of shame. In fact, it's shameful that it's not a mark of shame that the entire Democrat Party in this country stands behind things like this. The 16-year-old girl who just didn't want to shower with dudes at the Y.
I explained to him that the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association, and I, what the Christian values are, and the YMCA was not upholding the Christian values like they say they are. He responded to me by saying that it would no longer be appropriate for us to practice with the team, and the YMCA would be in contact with our families, and we would be sent home. In that moment, I knew that my efforts in bringing awareness to the fact that biological men were using the women's changing spaces in the YMCA. We love you, Abby!
We have to be aware that we have to treat these people more aggressively than we ever have. They should be ashamed. Shame is underrated. They should be ashamed to show their faces. They should be ostracized from polite society. As it is now, we allow these people not only to control everything, to be the aggressors in normal social settings, at work, family settings, whatever the case may be. We allow these harpies to come in and start barking as if they're in authority over us when we are in authority over them. They are the demons who want things like this, not us. It is time to totally change our mindset and how we think. Montana breaks ties with National Library Group over Marxist lesbian president. Your red state, your red city, your red county should be purging every communist tie it has from its midst. And when they ask, don't dance around it. Don't pussyfoot around the subject. Say it's because you're a filthy, disgusting communist and I don't want to be associated with you at all. I view you as a cancer on my country, a terminal cancer, if I don't cut out the tumor that is you. Now, maybe that sounds harsh, and I realize that is harsh for a lot of people, but you have to understand we must come to acceptance on something. There's no nice way out of this. There's no polite way out of this. I had somebody the other day, it was actually on social media. She reached out and she said, it was public, but I don't want to give out her name anyway. I don't know. She obviously was a very sweet person. But she said, hey, Jesse, I was going to take the anti-communist manifesto with me to the beach. I was going to the beach. I wanted reading material at the beach, but I didn't do it because I didn't want to be yelled at. Do you have an audio version? I want to stress that I don't judge this woman at all for that, especially because I judge men more harshly when it comes to these things than women. It's more understandable for a woman to avoid confrontation. That's how God built them. He built women more to avoid confrontation, to avoid those things. So I'm not ripping on her. I'm talking about that mindset in general. And believe it or not, I'm actually not trying to sell books. But if you already have the anti-communist manifesto, we must get to a place where we crave somebody saying something to us about it. Not just that you're worried about it. Not just that you're okay if it happens. We must get mentally to a place where we want them to say something. Come say something to me about my book, so I can educate you, demon, on exactly who you are, what you believe, what you stand for, so I can speak the truth. We must learn to crave speaking uncomfortable truths. And right now we don't, because of that word I just used, uncomfortable. It is human nature to seek out comfort and peace. And the communist, as I've always told you, uses your values against you. He uses that against you. That's why, even though she doesn't understand that's how she's been trained and why she's been trained that way, that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy shows up at Thanksgiving and starts barking about how much she loves abortion. She's grown up in a society where she's the aggressor at all times and where she understands that your values are you want to just get along. Hey, it's Thanksgiving. Can we just eat some stuffing and some disgusting turkey? Hey, did we just want to? She has been taught over and over and over again that those are your values and she uses it against you. So the only message that gets out at the Thanksgiving table is liberal Aunt Peggy telling you why your SUV is burning down the planet and why we actually need to kill about 5 billion people to save Mother Gaia. She's comfortable with that. She's comfortable doing that because you don't want to be uncomfortable and you don't want to make it uncomfortable, but it's time to make it uncomfortable. You agree? All right. Starving to death is uncomfortable. You should try to avoid that as much as humanly possible. I'm personally going to try to avoid starving to death. No, not just with my beef and cheese sticks that I'm taking to Israel. I have emergency food in my home for everyone who lives in my home. I don't just have one emergency food kit. I have four of them because I have four people who live with me. If anyone else ever moves in, which I don't foresee that happening, I don't know why anyone else would move in, but if someone does, I'll have to get a fifth. You need emergency food. You buy things to get clean water. You buy ammo, and then we ignore food. My Patriot Supply has food kits, three-month food kits, and they have four-week food kits. A lot of people can't do the three-month food kit, and I get that. Do 4 weeks, man. They have a special on their four-week food kits right now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Emergency four-week food kits on sale. Preparewithjessekelly.com. It ships fast, free, anonymously. Buy it, stash it, don't touch it, don't tell friends about it, please. Preparewithjessekelly.com, all right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of using your values against you, let's just bring up something here, courtesy of this idiot, Madeline Dean. She's a congresswoman out of Pennsylvania. You've never heard of her before, and thank God for that. But here she was today with John Kerry.
I think at some point someone called you that you were carrying a far-left radical agenda. I have to admit to you, if anybody thinks it is radical, to care about the protection of this planet for future generations. Sign me up. It reminds me of Martin Luther King in the letter from Birmingham jail when he was called a radical and an extremist. He said, wasn't Jesus a radical for love? So I embrace the term radical whenever I'm attacked that way.
Martin Luther King and Jesus. That's what John Kerry's like. Remember, they use your values against you. Who wants to criticize Martin Luther King? Who's going to speak out against Jesus with the exception of Chris? That's right. Don't let him do it. Don't ever let him do that to you. All right. Email roundup time. We'll get to the Disney culture war stuff here in a minute. Another way they try to do this with us ties right into everything we're talking about. But I promised I was going to flip over the email stack and start from the back. And that really burned me here because it looks like I missed one. Hey, Jesse, can you please wish my anti-communist Cuban girlfriend a happy birthday? She was born on the 6/6/77. So I missed her birthday over a month ago. Yeah, that's over a month ago. That was back in June. Her name is Marta Orlano from St. Louis. Sounds like a total dime. Happy late birthday, Marta. And those Cubans, man, ain't nothing. Ain't nobody more anti-communist than a Cuban. Some guy reached out yesterday. He was with his wife on the beach, and she was reading the anti-communist manifesto, and some old-timer, some Cuban old-timer, some dude rolls by and starts barking at him because he thought it was something, he thought it was pro-communism, and they told him, they're like, no, no, it's anti-communist. He started, and he loved it, right? All of a sudden, he fell in love with the whole thing. Cubans understand what's at stake here. Plus, their coffee's delicious. Going to take a shot at you. You wrote a book. Why aren't you running for president? Seems to be the prerequisite for writing a book these days. I feel a majority of these candidates are running to promote a book. Or is it just me? No, look, selling books is just a nice side benefit of running for president, because all of a sudden you have this huge platform and you're always out there talking to people so you can sell more books. I'm not running for president. I've already told you I don't even want to be president. I will not accept a position any lower than dictator. I need 5 years. I need 5 years to right some wrongs in this country and get all these cultural institutions squared away in a way that only I can, and in ways that are wildly illegal and will be way unpopular. Therefore, I need to be a dictator. I need 500 men. I think I need 500 men I trust that I will hand select as a security force around me, and we will get everything squared away around here. Anything less than that, I don't have any desire for it whatsoever. And no, I'm not even close to kidding at all. By the way, keep in mind, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What, Michael? What? Do you not want me to be dictator? I'd be a good one. How long did Cincinnatus do it for? Well, Cincinnatus was a different thing, because Cincinnatus of the Romans, he was fighting an outside force. He was fighting an outside force. So it only took him as long as defeating the opposing army. When you're cleaning out the rot on the inside, because that's where our real evil, that's the clear and present danger to America is. It's inside of this country, FBI and other places like that. I don't think you could do it in a year or two. I don't want to do it forever. I think 5 years sounds reasonable. What? You say more? It could be more, but I don't think so. I'm a big believer in this. And this is why I try to encourage people who can get down. We all can get down. I get down, you get down. I'm a big believer in momentum. Momentum is a powerful thing. Positive momentum is a powerful thing. Negative momentum is a powerful thing. I've told you before, I used to drink too much, right? I noticed this about myself. If I had a night, and maybe this is you, maybe you're going through this right now. If I have a night, let's say I stop and I get a 12 pack on the way home and I drink the whole thing that night. I drank way too much, wake up feeling like crap. If I drank the night before, it made it almost a guarantee that I would drink the next night. I'd get home, kind of tired, feel like crap. You know what? I need a couple beers. I'm going to go a couple beers. And then that created the next night. And then that created the next night. Same thing worked the other way. If there was a night where I said, nah, I'm tired, big day at work, don't want to do this, kids have some, whatever the case may be. And I said, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to have it tonight. That would almost inevitably lead to another night. And then another night. Wake up feeling good, head clear, better energy, better person, better father, better husband, better everything. Then another night, then another night, then another night. Now, that's just one personal example. But momentum is a big thing. When it comes to fixing the country, when we really start ramping up our anti-communism effort, especially locally, when we start taking back school boards more and more and more, we're already doing this, city councils, public library boards, things like that. That stuff spreads. People love momentum, and they hop on the train and they come along with you. I think as dictator, I could do it in 5 years. I would think so. As long as I had those men to protect me, because a bunch of people would want to kill me. Anyway, all 500 of my private team will be required, though, to be on a male vitality stack from chalk. Because the one thing we will not be able to afford is weak men on my team and men who lack focus and men who can't think. And the truth is, when your testosterone levels go down, you can't think right and you get too emotional. Did you know, I should bring this up. Do you know why you're drinking estrogens, why they're in the water? You drink estrogens because women, many, many women are on the birth control pill. There's estrogen, elevated levels of estrogen in it. It stays in your urine. They clean that and put it back in the drinking water, only they clean it of the bacteria. They don't clean it of the estrogen. That's why you're drinking estrogen now than you ever had before. That's why testosterone levels are dropping. That's why you need a male vitality stack from chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's your counter to what we drink. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse. gets you 35% off the subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we take all 3 hours and answer your emailed questions. The questions, not speeches, questions about anything. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I know you're going to miss us next week, me, Chris, and Michael, as we take off for Israel and we go walk through the Holy Land and we lecture Chris about Jesus and everything else. I know you're going to miss us. May I just recommend they podcast the show, even the older shows. I don't even know where you find all those, but I assume it's all on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Go listen to podcasts, all right? Read a book. I've got a good book list going on right now, an intense book list going on, courtesy of you. So I'm going to be so smart by the time we get back, because I'm going to be doing what, Michael? I'm going to be doing so much reading. In case you're wondering, Chris, Jewish producer Chris, has officially left the show. Oh, just for tonight. Don't worry. He's not going anywhere. He officially left the show for tonight. Listen to this. Guy took off work because it's his anniversary. As if that's important. Disney CEO Bob Iger doesn't want company drawn into any culture wars during the DeSantis feud. Doesn't want the company drawn into any culture wars. I'm going to describe something for you right now, and maybe you'll think I'm lying, but I want you to know there's video evidence of it. You can go look it up. If you walk into Disney World right now, in one of the little shops, I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World, but you at least can picture it in your head. They have all kinds of, look, it's the ultimate in capitalism, right? They've got shops for everything there. You want to dress your son up like Captain America, or your daughter up like Princess something or whatever? There's places to do. And I remember there was food everywhere, and there was all kinds of stuff there when we went. We took them years ago before Disney lost their minds. But right now, if you walk into Disney World, let's say you have a daughter. You can take your daughter up to one of the shops in Disney World, and there will be, because all kinds of Disney employees are dressed up in costume, there will be a princess in the doorway of one of these shops welcoming your daughter into the shop, and the princess is a dude, and the princess has a beard. Hey, sweetie, come on in and become a princess with his fruitcake voice. You don't want to get into culture wars? There are multiple shops, from what I understand, in Disney right now that are all rainbow, at least they were in June, where you can take Aiden, Jaden, and Brayden in there, and they could find out just how gay they are. You don't want to be involved in the culture wars? This is what the communist does. This is what the communist does. He'll propose the most disgusting things. He'll do the most despicable things. It'll do them right in your face. And the second you've had enough and you step up and say something, the communist will raise his hands and say, "Whoa, I don't want to be involved in any culture war stuff." Or the ultimate comment, they all use this all the time, "Why are you making this political?" They love using that. "Hey, we don't have to get political. Your liberal Aunt Peggy probably talks about it at family events if somebody ever manages to challenge her. When she says, you know, I just think all illegal immigrants, they should all be welcome here to the country. And you bring up something like crime or sovereignty or border security. And she'll immediately, what's she do? She recoils and says, hey, Bob, we don't have to get political. I was just talking about illegal immigrants." This is a tactic. It's a tactic they learn, and it's one they use on purpose, because nobody wants to be the guy who, quote, gets political at things that aren't political, right? We've always looked down on that guy. So he took that value of yours and he used it against you. Disney is a disgusting corporation. They're extra disgusting. In my opinion, they are the worst of the worst. Why? Because they're specifically about kids. Disney is a company that has sold itself and has built itself on being a company for children. They make cartoons. They make movies, all for kids. They have theme parks, Disneyland, Disney World. They have internationally, they have them for kids. It's designed all around kids. I've been to it. Trust me, it's all for kids. So now that you've taken this kids company and turned it into a child grooming company, now that your company uses its vast resources to groom children into joining the LGBTQ demon mob, I view Disney as being the most despicable company out there. You should not have Disney Plus. You should not go to the newest Marvel movie. You should tell your kids no when they ask to go to Disney World. This company should never see a dime of your money in any way, ever again. But they don't want to get political. "Hey, we didn't want to get involved in the culture wars. Hey, why are you making this political? We just want Aiden to cut his penis off. Don't make it political, guys." Oh, it's more than political now. Now it's personal. Now it's personal. And now it's a culture war. All right. We have system stuff, but I promised an email roundup, and I've only got to two of these. Let's get to some world-famous author, Jesse Kelly. "Oracle, do you think there would have been a World War II if Hitler would have been shot whenever he was advancing the letter in World War I? By the way, I purchased 10 anti-communist manifestos from jessekellybook.com. I'm planning on giving them out to family and friends." That's amazing, Tan. That's awesome. How about this guy? "Would there still have been a World War II if Hitler... Basically, if Hitler had died, would there have been?" It's hard to answer this question for this reason. How much of history, or how much of just the way the world works, do you view as pushed along by men, by... I was going to call him great, but you don't really want to use that term when you're talking about Hitler. But I'm going to use the term anyway, because he was great at speaking and storytelling. He was uniquely great at it. When he was coming up as a Nazi, he wasn't the ringleader. He wasn't the mastermind. Hitler wasn't. He was the guy who was so charismatic when he spoke in these beer halls that the leaders of the Nazis realized that this is the guy who has to be our voice. And from there, he became the leader. So he was a great speaker. did they need that great speaker to push them over the top? Well, let's act like Hitler's dead. That doesn't change the situation on the ground in degenerate post-World War I Germany, where the currency was in free fall, people were poor, they descended into this. Did you know they were huge on all the tranny, disgusting degeneracy too? All that crap got into Berlin and all these places, and that really ramped up the radical groups. The communists were some of these groups too. Some were Nazis, some were all kinds of different political groups. They started to gain power because the Germans were disgusted by what had happened to their once great nation. Now, those conditions wouldn't have changed if Hitler had caught a bullet between the eyes in World War I, but would the Nazis have been the ones who would have emerged victorious with all those groups fighting without Hitler speaking the way he spoke and recruiting? I don't know that they would have. There were a lot of very powerful groups in Germany. The communist groups were very, very powerful too. As soon as Hitler took power, one of the first things he did was go kill them all, as many of the communists as he could find, because there were enough of them that he was worried about them being significant. I don't know. It's a great question, though. All right. The system, how it works, in a bunch more emails. Oh, here's an email. Jesse, you keep saying we need to make more babies, and maybe we are. But with the left aborting so many, we're losing ground. Thank you for letting us know about preborn. Many of us helping them, we can turn the tide. Thanks for a great show. We can turn the tide. These young women, they don't need us screaming at them. They need to know that it's a baby inside of them, and they don't know. All of society lies to them. And then they feel pressure from their boyfriends, from their parents, from society at large, and then they're told it's a clump of cells, so why not? They need to know the truth. Preborn brings them the truth with the free ultrasound. And $28 buys that woman that ultrasound. That woman who's about to have an abortion. She's seeking one out when she finds preborn. Can you give $28 tonight? Remember, they're doing a leadership gift drive right now too. I know it's a ton of money, but if you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. $5,000 runs the entire preborn organization for 24 hours. That's 200 babies saved. Consider that. Or $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And remember, the iHeartRadio app is free. You can download that. And they podcast every single show, which you're going to need for the next week. They podcast those at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, don't forget about this.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Ray Epps to be criminally charged for events on January 6th, his attorneys say. Now, I'm going to give you a second. In fact, how long's the Frito Bandito? We just played it. What is it, 20 seconds? I think I'm going to do a rare thing, and I'm about to play it again because I want you to take 20 to 30 seconds and think about this. The Justice Department has informed Ray Epps. You know, Ray Epps, the guy we've seen on camera tell people to go into the Capitol, and then the guy who mysteriously has evaded arrest up to this point. The Justice Department has informed Ray Epps that he's about to be charged. You have until the end of Frito Bandito to figure out what's going on here.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Why is Ray Epps being charged by the Justice Department? People on the right have been screaming about this for 2 years. Why hasn't Ray Epps been charged? Is Ray Epps some kind of a federal informant, federal agent? What's going on here? Well, you remember what the system at first did when all these outcries were heard about Ray Epps and his role. And it looked like maybe, hold on, was he working for the government? You could even see in one of the videos, the crowd starts chanting Fed, 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 Fed when he tells people to go into the Capitol. What did the system do? Well, at first, the system started running puff pieces on Ray Epps. I remember the New York Times did like a 10,000-word article on the great Ray Epps. I forget which news organization it was. Maybe CBS had him in for a long sit-down interview. Hey, Ray, you're a great guy. So the media, who has pretended that January 6th was about the end of our democracy forever, has been doing public rehab on Ray Epps' image. So that's what the system did at first. I know you remember that. I remember that. Now, looks like he's going to be charged with a crime. Well, what's the point of the system? Why does the system exist? There's only one reason: to protect itself. Remember, it's a protection racket. What the system is a communist protection racket. The only reason all these cultural institutions work together is for the protection of each other. It's like a criminal city where they all agree we're all dirty, but as long as we all stick together, we can never be busted for our crimes. That's what the system is. But the system has a problem. People who are angry about the GOP being too weak, like I am, like you are, should know we are making some headway because you're starting to see more and more elected Republicans ask people at the FBI about Ray Epps. You're seeing it on the House floor. Hey, what about Ray Epps? Hey, you charged this guy. Why haven't you charged Ray Epps? Hey, Ray Epps, Ray Epps. Have you heard of Ray Epps? Ray Epps. Why hasn't Ray Epps been charged? Over and over and over again, we are getting representatives who are bringing this information up. And the system is starting to figure out we are not going to be able to get away with just sweeping everything this guy did under the rug. There are just too many anti-communists out there willing to speak up about it. Now, that said, where's this going from here? Well, we all understand what's going to happen to Ray Epps. And the long and the short of it is not much. Ray Epps is, of course, he'll probably be charged. No question about it. No, we charged Ray Epps. And then he'll do 6 months at some minimum security resort. And then he'll get out scot-free while the other January 6 prisoners rot for the rest of their adult lives in federal penitentiaries. The system has found itself in a position where it kind of has to charge him with something. Always remember, as powerful as the system is, and as many institutions as the system controls, the system still must have some of your trust. And if they can't have any of your trust, they can't afford too much of your anger. Every corrupt system in the history of mankind has understood this. From late stage republics like ours to flat out monarchies where one guy decides everything. Even in situations like that, even the Roman emperors, you know, the gross, sick Roman emperors, even they mostly understood, okay, the people are mad, that's fine, as long as they're not too mad. Look, if too many of them get too mad, I'm going to end up getting stabbed a bunch, and that's not going to be good. So we can't have too many people get too mad. The system tries to pour cold water on our anger as much as possible. Sometimes that involves throwing a little Ray Epps chum in the water to act like they're actually being impartial, which, of course, we all know is true. No matter what Ken Buck says.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug crime.
I can't do it anymore. All this does is build my frustration. You know what I do to get out my frustration, though? One of the best outlets I've found for getting out frustration: practicing with my weapon. practicing with my weapon. Either I go to the range or I use my Mantis X. I'll go home, even if it's just 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, dry fire practicing with my Mantis X, dry fire practicing with my weapon. It makes me feel better. And I don't even know what that is. Maybe that's a dude thing. I don't know what it is, but it is sure nice at the end of the day to know I don't have to drive to the range to practice, that Mantis X is just right there. Go to Mantis X and practice. You need to be faster and deadlier than you are. Mantis X will make sure that happens. The Green Berets use it. The Marines use it. The professionals use Mantis X. It's not target practice. It's feedback. They'll make you a better shooter. They'll put you through drills. They're tracking your progress. You'll watch yourself turn into a great shooter. Aren't you ready for that? Without leaving the air conditioning? Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Now, let's have a quick talk. Before we get back to the email roundup, let's have a quick talk about America's standing in the world, how we conduct ourselves, and how embarrassing it is. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.